Now it's time for 300 Villages. This week we're on our way to Wales, a Bering Sea community about 100 miles north of Nome.
My name is Frank Chrissy, and I live in Wales, and I am the mayor of Wales. You could almost call us isolated. We do not have any road system. We are not tied into a road system. The road system ends at Teller, which is just outside of Nome. It has about two stores. There's three entities here, the Wales Data Corp, the Native Village of Wales IRA, and of course the City of Wales. We have a Lutheran church, parsonage. That's about it, except for the school. There really isn't much here. There's no television. You've got radio. You can pick up the Nome station, sometimes Kotzebue. The most going is whatever's held in Wales is bingo, any kind of social gatherings, and, town meetings. That's about it. We still have 10, 12-foot snowbanks. Our mode of travel is snow machine. We haven't plowed out the roads yet. We have way too much snow. Yes, we are the only system, I guess, in the state of Alaska who are drinking uranium water. And that's to be filtered out as soon as the washateria is done and completed. That's why we want to see our washateria put together and, let's say, built to satisfy this uranium in our drinking water. It's natural. Yeah, we can't do anything about it. If we probably drilled another rig, would only cause another, let's say, well full of the same substance. Your chances are very good of running into the same thing. Wales is probably one of the villages out of maybe a few that have been left out of everything that we solely desire. And finally, we're getting what we've been wanting for so many years. It took 40 years to get a washateria.
Frank Chrissy is the mayor of Wales. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Emily Schwing, Heather Arono, Annie Fite, and Dave Waldron. Tune in next week for more unique stories from around the state. I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.